This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two Montana conservation groups have told federal authorities that they plan to sue within 60 days if the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't reconsider its agreement with the state of Montana regarding exporting wolf pelts. The Center for Biological Diversity and Trap-Free Montana allege that multiple and substantial changes to Montana's wolf hunting laws should cause the agency to reevaluate its support of the program because the new regulations could wind up harming the rare Canada lynx, an endangered species. Originally approved in 2014, the federal government signed off on Montana's wolf hunting programs, determining that a modified wolf hunting season with limited trapping would likely only result in several unintentional deaths of Canada lynx, an anticipated 10 lynx trapped in 10 years, with only one expected to be fatal. Instead, the Center for Biological Diversity and Trap-Free Montana argue that recent and aggressive wolf hunting and trapping changes made to Montana laws, including much broader and longer wolf hunting seasons, should trigger an automatic reevaluation of the agreement. In 2021, the Republican majority Montana legislature passed and Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed a bill allowing snares to trap wolves and expanding the wolf hunting season. The groups said introducing wolf snaring into lynx habitat is problematic, as is the expansion of the hunting season by 31 days. The complaint by the wildlife conservation groups said, while the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission prohibited wolf snaring on public lands in lynx protection zones, these revised rules continue to allow wolf snaring on private lands where non-targets like lynx or grizzly bears could be captured. The new hunting and trapping rules also eliminated setbacks for traps to make it easier for hunters or trappers on motorized vehicles like snowmobiles. The biological opinion that was originally formalized called for setbacks of 150 feet from a road. A grizzly bear that killed a woman near West Yellowstone in July has been killed by wildlife authorities. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks killed the grizzly bear on Saturday, September 2nd, after confirming that it was the same bear that killed 48-year-old Amy Adamson of Kansas in July. Early Saturday morning, game wardens received a report from a West Yellowstone homeowner that a grizzly bear with a cub broke into their house through a window while they were home and grabbed a container of dog food. FWP staff captured the cub later that evening and shot the adult grizzly. FWP officials said, "This bear was euthanized because it entered somebody's home, which is very unsafe behavior, very unnatural behavior for bears." The 10-year-old female grizzly had been captured in 2017 for research purposes. Genetic analysis and other identifying factors confirmed the bear was the same one that attacked and killed Adamson on July 22nd. After the incident in July where the woman was killed, there was an extensive effort to trap the bear. FWP had traps set for several days following the incident in the area of West Yellowstone, but those trapping efforts were not successful. The same bear also injured a person in Idaho near Henry's Lake State Park in 2020. The grizzly cub, a 46-pound male, is being held at FWP's Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Helena, pending transfer to a zoo in the coming weeks. Many Americans are now marrying and having children later in their lives than people in previous decades. The median age at which Americans marry has continued to rise since the 1960s, from age 20 for women and 22 for men, now to 28 for women and 30 for men, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The timeline for marriage isn't the only thing that has been pushed back over the decades. In 2022, the median age to give birth to one's first child in the U.S. hit 30 for the first time ever. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.